welcome to Hey Julia, JulieLand.com. I am Gary, and I am sitting here with the lovely Jamie Langford, who stopped by our studios today to tell us what's going on in her world. Jamie, how you doing today?
I'm great.
Yeah, what are you up to?
I just got out of class, and now I'm hanging out.
All right.
Here. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm told you have a little travel on the horizon.
Yep, I'm going to Florida tomorrow.
And what's happening down there?
I'm going to a music festival.
Excellent. What kind of music are you into?
It's kind of hippie bands. It's going to be, I think the Beastie Boys are there, unfortunately. But who's there? Let me think. Montes Yahoo and the Wailers and Phil Lesh.
Okay.
And, yep.
So I believe it also happens to be spring break down there as well. Are you going to partake in any? I believe it is spring break. You're going to do any spring break hijinks, get into any trouble?
Well, my dad's coming with us.
That slows it down.
And they're actually filming part of a documentary on us, so I think I'm going to keep it to a minimum.
But you normally don't have a problem with the cameras rolling.
No. No. But, you know,
but different
really
moment.
Hot, and there's alligators there.
That does slow things down. So let's talk about your life on camera. How'd this all come about? How'd you get into the business? Why'd you get into the business? What's going on there?
I was going to college in Maine when I was 17, and I was really poor, and I kept getting horrible migraines because all I ate was ramen noodles, and all we were doing is drinking water, eating ramen noodles. And so then I turned 18, and I waitressed at a strip club for 3 nights, and I hated it. And so then we were still really poor, me and my roommate Alex. And so we started shooting porn.
Oh, up in Maine still?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay.
No.
I'm like,
no,
wow, all right.
We were flying out to LA
okay.
to do that. And still going to college in Maine, and it was really hard to keep flying back and forth, and I don't like traveling, so then we moved here.
Got it.
To LA.
Okay, so tell me about that first day on set. You come out here, you're doing boy, girl, girl, girl.
Girl, girl.
Okay.
Yeah, just girl, girl.
And is that all you do now, or you do boy, girl now?
No, I just do girl, girl.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you come out, do your first girl, girl scene, and was that with your friend or with someone you didn't know?
It was with someone I didn't know.
Okay, and how'd that go?
It was fine. I don't know, I was pretty drunk. It was for like this partying website. It's like supposed to be a big party, and
yeah.
You know.
And was it a big party? I guess yes. get everyone drunk first and start having sex.
I think that might be illegal, but I won't mention it.
Right, exactly. Yeah, well, and we're all talking hypothetically
here
anyway today.
I think the statute of limitations might be up on that anyway.
Perfect. Okay, so do you do guys off camera or just just girls are your thing?
Yeah, just I try to stay pretty consistent between off camera and on camera.
Is that tough at times?
No.
Okay, well, that's good. Well done, then. What's your, tell us some of the movies you've done. Tell us some of the more memorable scenes that you like that you've done and that kind of thing.
None of them are too memorable for me. I've done all kinds of stuff. I like working for NinWorks a lot. And, yeah, you know, they're all kind of the same. I like the higher budget stuff.
Because?
Because I think it's funny to incorporate real acting into it, and, you know.
And how are your acting skills?
Great.
Are they better than your fucking skills?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, it's all the same, really.
Okay. It's all one big continuum.
Yes.
I gotcha. What's your favorite thing to do on camera if you're in a scene?
Scissoring.
And I imagine our listeners know what scissoring is, but in case they don't, why don't you take us through a typical scissoring scene?
Well, scissoring, God.
Use your imagination, you'll get there.
How it was first described to me. Well, two girls put their legs, like, if two scissors were going to get in a fight or something.
That makes sense.
And you grind pussies.
Okay. Now, had you been with a girl before you were with a girl on camera?
Let's see. It happened about the same time, okay. But I think on camera was first.
Okay. Oh, so that's a big step then.
Nah.
I don't know what that noise was there. No big thing.
No. Yeah, okay. It was never really a big deal to me.
Yeah. Does anyone back home in Maine know what you're up to these days?
Not these days. I think they think that I'm just a hooker out here or something.
Okay. Well, there you go. And I guess that'll make for an interesting high school reunion one day.
Yeah.
Gotcha. What's on the horizon for you? What do you got lined up, work-wise in the coming weeks? What do you want to be doing, 5 years down the road?
5 years down the road. Currently, I would like to drop out of school, hopefully.
Yeah.
But maybe not, because, I'm kind of nervous about that. In case I become obese in the coming months or something and I'm out of work.
Right. Well, you're a long way from obese. Yes. Everyone at home who can't see, go
but,
log on to
Julie
Land.
In case I get in a disfiguring accident or, anything could happen. Hopefully I'll get the balls to drop out of school. And me and my roommate are going to I have a website going up soon, jamielangford.com. It's actually already up, but there's not much on it.
Right. It's going to get populated soon with content. Yes.
Yes. Probably in the next month or so. And I am going to Europe to work. That should be cool.
Oh, that's great.
Yep.
Doing still photo stuff or video
I'm not really sure. I shot for Met Art, and everyone really likes that stuff.
I know that stuff. It is actually very cool stuff.
And so there's some people interested in shooting me in England and France now.
So that's pretty exciting. From small town Maine, you're out here in California doing this. They fly you over there doing that. Did you ever imagine this would be the life you're living?
Yes.
Good for you. Mission accomplished.
I always had high expectations. I didn't know exactly what was going to be going on, but I always tried to stay doing different stuff than most people. I didn't know exactly how I'd maintain that after getting out of high school, because before it's pretty easy to stand out, and then you're like not in high school, now you're in the real world and there's more people to
compete with. Just the sheer numbers of people out there you're up against. Well, I'd imagine that would be, or having gone through it, it's definitely a challenge and an awkward scenario to deal with. Tell me a little about your shoot with Richard Avery at Julie Land.
It was nice. Everyone always says, this photographer is so cool and you'll love him and he is so interesting and smart and you're going to make really cool pictures that you'll never have seen before. And I was like, okay, yep, but it really was different and cool, and makeup was really good. And, I think we got a lot done in a short amount of time, actually.
Yeah, that was a nice window. You shot, five layouts and four videos or something like that?
Yeah, it all went really fast, and he didn't screw around with the lights the whole time.
Is that your typical experience when you're shooting? You're just sitting around waiting and...
Yeah, standing in front of, a white sheet while the photographer screws around with the lights the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Do you find the same thing when you're doing the adult movies? Same thing, that they're, a lot of fiddling and you just... want to get at your scene? And
it all takes way too much time.
And when you're doing your scenes, is it just all business, or you have fun out there, or what's your take?
Try not to think about it too much.
Okay. Okay, that works.
I don't know, it's fine. It's like doing anything, really.
Right.
Try not to think too much about anything.
Yeah. Both on camera and off camera?
Yep.
Okay.
Right now, even.
Okay. Well, that's a fun way to live. Makes life a little simpler. Be carefree and easy. That's a good thing. Tell me, what are some of the good and bad things about the adult industry? If you've thrown any thought that way.
Well, I live in Well, I used to live in a model house, and that sucked, and it was stupid, and all these new girls would come in, and they'd think that they were, you know, rock stars, because they went from, you know, small town Kentucky to now they're in L.A., and they're models.
I'm the next Jenna Jameson's all living together.
Right. And drugs and venereal diseases and, you know, stuff like that. And now we let girls stay at our house sometimes, and just recently, about a week ago, one of the girls stole like at least $7,000 from me, and that sucked. And
I would think so.
Now they're filming a reality show at our house, and it's going pretty good.
And
that's really
you're
cool.
In this reality show, or
yeah, because me and my roommate Alex are, well, and one other girl. There's three girls that live at our house full time, and then one guy who has a website, and yeah, it's interesting. We have a room where we let girls stay, but not since I had that money stolen.
Right. And how do you find girls to live with you? And how do you end up living in a model house when you came out?
I shot for a amateur website, and I really liked the guy who runs the website, and we became good friends with him. And we were thinking about moving to L.A., and he said, oh, well, I live at this model house and you can come stay here for a while. And then he moved out because he couldn't stand it. And me and my roommate Alex moved with him and his girlfriend. And now we all live together in a somewhat smaller model type house.
And, you know, I'm sure our listeners at home think, you know, model house full of models and porn stars, that would be a wonderland to spend a week. I would imagine that's actually not the case, though, huh?
Well, no, it's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I'm there.
Right. Well, that's a plus. Yeah. I mean, anywhere you are can't be all bad.
Yeah. No, it's nice. I like it. I've lived there for about a year.
Yeah. And so tell me, like, how many days a week now are you doing scenes and that kind of stuff?
How many days a week? It's been kind of slow lately. I'll go from working almost every day to not working at all. I haven't worked in a while, but I've been traveling. So on average, I think I work probably 3 days a week.
Okay. And so let me jump back to scissoring for a moment. What is it about scissoring you like so much?
I think it's really funny.
Okay. So for comedy purposes.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's a good episode of South Park about it.
Yes. do you get off on camera in your scenes?
Yes.
Okay.
Why?
Well, not everyone does. You know, they talk about girls that are, let's say, not particularly giving partners and that kind of thing. In your experience, you know, how many people are there to, you know, they can bring it and how many can't?
Probably 50-50.
Yeah. And so how do you just labor your way through a scene when you know the other person's not really there?
Oh, I don't care. I'm not there for them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. That makes it a little easier. Let's see. So you're a J girl here at Julieland, and you know, I know that already people have been emailing and they're very excited to see you here and you know, joining this J girl family of ours. And you know, we're certainly excited to have you as well. Have you gotten any feedback on your end from people who have seen the pictures and the videos, anything like that?
Honestly, I haven't checked my email yet, but not yet, no.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's an interesting thing now to be in the industry with all the, you know, email and MySpace and Facebook. So you do hear a lot more from fans than you would have if you were doing this, let's say, 10 years ago. I mean, what's general response been? What kind of emails do you get? Anything? I imagine you get a lot of really funny ones that you...
It's mostly like, oh my God, you are too hot. LOL.
Yeah. Oh, short, simple, to the point. Okay. Yeah. Crazy ones?
Yeah, I like the ones from foreigners who don't know English very well.
Yeah.
Guys who think...
Those guys are actually all from Alabama. Yeah. Might not know that.
I get a lot from, like, guys that think that I really would want to hang out with them.
Right.
Or, like, you know, come to my house and we'll smoke pot. And I'm like, oh, awesome.
Great.
Okay, I'll be right over.
You've been in the business how long?
Like a year.
So this past January is your first trip to the Vegas AEE Insanity?
No, I went to the one before the okay. last one too.
Yeah.
I wasn't signing for anyone. Got it. I was just hanging out.
And what was your take out there actually meeting fans firsthand? And
They're gross.
Yeah, all of them?
Yes. And so annoying. And I don't think I'll be signing again.
Just not your thing.
No. I don't like the sweaty armpit on my shoulder thing.
Right. Yeah, that could be a little disconcerting, and then I imagine there's definitely a lot of those sweaty armpits out there.
Yes.
Hey, for everyone listening, let me remind you that you're listening to Hey Julie at julieland.com. If you haven't checked out the website and checked out Jamie's pictures, by all means, put this on pause, go over to your web browser and check out the site, because these photos are not to be missed. There are did 4 or 5 different layouts, and they are just classic Richard Avery, very cool, fun stuff, so you will be depriving yourself, and especially if you're into redheads, because that's what Jamie's got going here, and it is quite striking. So you will enjoy.
Yes.
What do you find? Anything special about being a redhead?
I thought people would be really into it and people would like it. And people say that they don't like blondes, but they do.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do.
Generally speaking, people like blondes.
Yeah.
But, you know, the redhead thing, you know, you get a good little thing going because there's not a lot of redheads out there.
Well, I think there's actually kind of a lot of redheads, but you can't be a redhead unless you look like you should be.
True. Yeah, because then it looks just too doctored, too phony.
Yeah. I think you have to have green eyes and pale skin and at least a few freckles.
Right. Little of the Irish thing going on.
Yes.
Okay. Well, that sounds good to me. Well, you know what? This has been wonderful. Anything else we should know about you that we haven't learned yet, you think?
Nah,
that's good.
No, if you have any questions, you can Google it.
Okay, there we go. There
or
we go.
Email
just,
me or
yeah,
something.
Just Google, email, check out our site. We got a good bio on Jamie. You can learn a little about her from there.
Right.
And it's all good. So, hey, thank you out there for listening. Jamie, thank you for being here today. Again,
no
this
problem.
Is Gary, Hey Julie, julieland.com. Later.